MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 27, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. The governor signs maternal health bill. Attorney claims Rockport meeting law was not violated. And the Peabody Essex Museum gets a cool $500,000 in grants. Partly cloudy, mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:29 p.m. Back in 70 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Governor Mara Healey and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll joined members of the administration, community members, advocates, and elected officials yesterday for a ceremonial bill signing of the recently enacted maternal health bill.
These measures in this bill will make it safer, will make it more equitable, will make it more, will make it easier to grow families here in Massachusetts, to take care of one another, and that makes us stronger. It will give expecting parents, no matter their zip code, the freedom to make the best healthcare decisions that they can make. It will enable more families to benefit from the outstanding care provided by midwives and doulas in our state. And it will advance our progress in expanding mental health care, especially for perinatal and postpartum needs. Look, maternal health care, it's a national crisis. There's been a lot of talk about this, a lot of study of this, and I am just really proud that in Massachusetts, we are once again leading on this issue. We've seen the kind of progress we can make when we all work together. We've taken some amazing steps forward in the last few weeks to ensure that families can thrive here in our state by finding a home they can afford, by getting access to great schools, access to childcare. And today, by giving birth and growing your family with the very best care available. We're committed to putting this bill into action and making that value a reality for every person and every family in this state.
That's Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey. Stephen Higgins writing in today's Gloucester Times, the Rockport Select Board has thrown its unanimous support behind an opinion offered by Town Council that the board did not violate the state's open meeting law when it voted not to reappoint the now former chairperson of the Conservation Commission. The open meeting law complaint was brought by resident Tom Mikus, a member of the Rights of Way Committee, after the select board voted 4-1 in July to not reappoint then Conservation Commission chairperson Laura Kozacek, with little discussion. Select board member Laura Evans cast the only vote to support Kozacek. Following that vote, the board voted unanimously 5-0 on August 6 to appoint Isabel Gleckner to a 3-year post on the commission. Asked to look into the complaint, Town Council Darren Klein of Boston-based KP Law PC told the select board at its meeting last week that there had been no violations of the open meeting law. In the Salem News, Michael McHugh is reporting that the Peabody Essex Museum has received two federal grants from the Institute of Museum and Library Services to catalog and rehouse more than 11,000 items and create professional development programs for staff. The two grants, totaling $500,000, are part of IMLS's Museums for America grant program that supports museums in undertaking projects to strengthen their ability to serve the public. With the first $250,000 grant, the museum will catalog, photograph, move, and rehouse more than 8,000 small and mid-size objects from its oceanic collection. Museum staff will catalog and photograph an additional 3,800 large objects to prepare to move them to the museum's collection center, which offers improved environmental conditions. The museum said it will use the other $250,000 to create a professional development initiative that will improve the workplace environment and fill gaps in expertise while creating an environment that supports staff in its professional growth and varied learning, working, and management style. In Benjamin Pierce's writing on itemlive.com, in Nahant, early voting for the state's primary election is taking place at Town Hall each day this week. Saturday, August 24, was the deadline for registering to vote in the election, which will officially be held Tuesday, September 3. Mail-in ballots can be sent in at any time leading up to Election Day, and Monday was the final day to register to receive an early voting absentee ballot. From Tuesday through Thursday this week, in-person ballots can be cast any time between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Friday's voting window also begins at 9 a.m. However, it will close at 12:30 p.m. The polls will be open on Election Day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Town Clerk Diane Dunphy explained how residents who registered to vote by mail at the national and state levels will also be sent town ballots in the future. In sports, the Red Sox lost two more yesterday. They'll host the Blue Jays tonight. And the St. John's Prep football team is once again rated high in the preseason Massachusetts Division I rankings. And Eagles coach Brian St. Pierre feels good about who the team has selected as its captains and its leadership team.
As we always do, we have the team, their peers pick them. So, and they got it right. It starts with Deacon Robillard, quarterback, Graham Roberts up front, as well as Merrick Barlow at wide receiver and Jackson Tucker at linebacker. So it's a great leadership group. I think pretty unanimous. Those four guys got all the votes. So that made me feel good as a coach that the players are kind of seeing it the same way we do as a staff. We also have the players pick two guys in each class to help support them as part of a leadership group that works directly with me and the staff, just as another way to tap into the players in terms of them having some voice and some investment in what we're doing and some say. We want them to be heard and feel heard, so that leadership group will work in concert with the captain.
At St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.